Shalom, shalom. This is Billy Brim, and we have a record today. We have 47 states, Washington, D.C., Ontario, Manitoba, and we have Australia. So, and I want to really thank Rhode Island for coming in. This is great to have such a representative. Just think of it, 47 out of 50 states. When we go up to the throne of God, we are going to be such a representative group. And I'm glad to be home, so thankful. Yesterday was my first full day at home, but I'm awake this morning. And we have got some pretty important things to pray about. 1 week ago, I was not on this phone call, but I was at a place that changed my life. I was at Auschwitz. And before I get to Auschwitz, I want to tell you something about Brussels. We had great prayer meetings in France. And then in Brussels, I'd been so longing in my heart to go back there again. I did see Claudine. She's beautiful and was a wonderful a blessing to the meeting. She made her way to Brussels. And but when we went to the Palais de Justice, which is this great, crazy building that was built by Leopold II, King, who was a very wicked and evil man and probably caused the death of more people than Hitler in the rubber plantations and the mines of the Congo. And he took all that money and rebuilt Brussels to rule the world. It's a strange city, and strange things are there. And I even heard on a national broadcast yesterday that Bible scholars are saying that it is going to be Turkey coming down from the north and not Russia, but don't you believe it. There is an old Roman Empire revived, and its seat is going to be the European Union in Brussels. When we were there, we were at the Palais de Justice. It's a huge building, rambling building that never has been effective since the day it was born. It hadn't been useful and inaugurated, rather. Built by a king that wanted to rule the world and an architect, Polaire, that went crazy. But it is now the Supreme Court. It is the justice. It is the House of Justice for Belgium. And we went in there and we prayed that morning about where should we go that day. We knew other than the churches we were to do praying in different places, and we were led to go that day to the Palais de Justice. When we got into the building, there was lots of, I noticed more than the years before when I'd been, checking when you walk in security, but that's in lots of places, so I didn't think too much about it. And we went in, there were four of us in the group, and Philip Rood was there, who was brought up in Brussels. So he walked in, Pastor Marie Elaine, and, of course, Shelley and me. And we went into the building and got through, and I said, oh, I want to go to the Supreme Court room, some of the special rooms that I'd remembered before. But we really need a guide. This building is so rambling. So I told Philip Rood to ask in French, of course, the language they speak, at the information desk if they had a guide. They said they did not, but they had a list of English-speaking guides. So he called the first one, and the first one said, well, I can't take you today or tomorrow because the building is closed. And Philip said, well, we're inside the building. The man said, you can't be because it's such and such, such and such. And Philip didn't really understand what he said. He thought he said something about this an Islamic day. So I said, okay. So we just started walking through the whole place, and I eventually found the area of where I thought the Supreme Court room was. We saw a lady in the hallway who worked there in a secretarial position, and we said, where's the Supreme Court room? And she said, right here. And she opened the door, and she said, close the door when you're finished. And so we went into the Supreme Court room. I wrote my blog about it. It is too much to talk about right here, but we were in the place of the Supreme Court, now in use, but has been anciently in use and has all kinds of strange symbolic things in there. And we sat in the seats of the chief justices around the room, and for 1 hour we took our authority. I believe that God had granted us authority. He has to grant you something, pastor habitational authority, but he had granted it, and he had us there. And so for 1 hour we were ruling and reigning in the heavenlies. I saw how important it is to God. When we got a telephone call back from Philip Rood later in the day, and he said, oh, my goodness, it was indeed a miracle that we were in that room. They were having the trial, not in that room, but in another room and in the same building. They were having the trial of the man who escaped one of the terrible terrorist attacks in Russia, in Paris. And he had been the mastermind of three. He lived in Brussels, and they do often operate out of Brussels. And he had lived in Brussels, and he had been the mastermind of three terrorist attacks in France that had claimed the lives of 130 people. They were having his very high-profile trial that day, and all the time they were having it, we were sitting there, not all the time, but for at least 1 hour, we were sitting there and taking authority in the heavenlies over the evil spirits that would attempt to rule down through there. I saw, again, like what happened to us in Washington, D.C. in January, and I wrote a blog on that, how important it is to God that we remember to rule and reign in the heavenlies. Bless the Lord. Then last week, at the time of this prayer call, I was in Auschwitz. And I can tell you, I believe it changed my life as much as any place I've ever visited. We spent time in the Jewish quarter in Krakow. Krakow is the way they say it. There had been a thriving Jewish community there. Beautiful homes, synagogues. One out of every four people in Poland was Jewish. We spent the time, we went around that neighborhood. There are no Jews there now. Maybe, yeah, there's one or two, a few. And we visited that area. We saw what life was like. We had a guide to take us through that area as well as we were spending our time there. We spent 5 days in that area, and we saw what Jewish life, thriving Jewish life, was like in Poland. And then we went to Auschwitz, where we were 1 week ago today. If you want to know what Satan is capable of, go there. And you can see how people were brought in by trainloads, sometimes 2,000-3,000 a day, and taken to gas chambers. And their biggest problem, because they handled it like a business, was getting rid of the corpses. And so for that, they burned them in the ovens. I don't have time, really, to go into all of it with you. But I can tell you the sadness, the grayness, the bleakness. 1.3 million people were brought into Auschwitz, and 1.2 million of them died. How did they die? I believe it was called Cyclone B gas. So we can understand that when those gases are used and horrible deaths come about, we can understand why the civilized world is rising up to do something about it. And I know that you are aware, probably aware, of President Trump and what he did. this was today on the news in Fox News. President Trump warned the Kremlin on Wednesday not to retaliate against any U.S. strike on Syria in the aftermath of a deadly chemical weapons attack orchestrated by the Assad regime. In a morning tweet, Trump referred to Syrian President Bashar Assad as a gas-killing animal and rebuked Russia for being partners with the Middle East strongman. Trump wrote this: Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Trump answered that, get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. Trump's comments follow remarks from Russia's ambassador to Lebanon, who reportedly told a Hezbollah television station Tuesday that Russia would shoot down American missiles fired at Syrian government targets. This ambassador said, the Russian ambassador, on Hezbollah television, if there is a strike by the Americans, then the missiles will be downed and even the sources from which the missiles were fired. And so this morning, as I was watching the news, I saw a crawler come across the bottom that airlines, European airlines, had been advised to be careful, to watch when they're flying over certain areas and over Eastern and Chad and over African and over certain areas. So this is serious, and we don't know really what to expect, but we will have to go about it in prayer. I was so blessed. Max sent me, while I was in Europe, the video of President Trump's message to the nation, Passover and Easter. If you haven't seen it, try to find it. I was with Europeans, and they saw it, and they said, it's clear. Over here, everything's so muddy, but he's clear about following God and honoring God and following the light. And so that's what we need to pray for him, that he will follow the light of God's word, the light of God's leading. And let's do that together right now from 47 states and Canada and Australia. Let's go up to the throne of God together. Holy Father, wonderful Father of glory, Father of our Lord God Jesus Christ, Asomakalianda, lover of Israel, your people, your land, whom you've brought home, and whom you've rescued from the very jaws of death, whom you've brought forth those dry bones back into their land. Just to the north of them, Father, and it is written in the Word of God that trouble comes from the north. O Lord, how heinous, how demonic is the use of gases and chemical weapons against God's creation, against man, against children. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, President Donald John Trump, State Department leader John Bolton, General Mattis, the others who have to do with the decisions that must be made, they're only men. They're only people. This is vast. And only you know the future. Only you. Only you know, God, how to make the future as bright as you can possibly make it. For that is written in the Word. We see clearly in the Word that we are moving toward a future that is grand and glorious, where wicked is gone from this earth. And Father, in the name above all names, we are asking you to think through the minds of these people, to give them the light that they claim to follow, to watch over them and to protect them. And Father, your nation Israel, we lift up Benjamin Netanyahu, and we lift up all those who in Israel are needing to make decisions. I want to read to you something, dear prayer partners, that came today from the Jerusalem Post. This has to do, this is one of the headlines from Israel. If the Iranians act against Israel from Syrian territory, Syrian President Bashar Assad and his regime will be those that pay the price. Assad's regime and Assad himself will disappear from the map, and the world, if the Iranians do try to harm Israel or its interests from Syrian territory, said senior officials in the defense establishment, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. This is a clear message from senior officials in the Israeli defense establishment and IDF after the top advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, called a strike on the Syrian T-4 airbase Israel's crime and said the alleged act would not remain without response. Our recommendation to Iran, the official said, the Israeli officials, is that it does not try to act because Israel is determined to continue on this issue to the very end. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said Tuesday that Israel will take all necessary steps to prevent Iran from establishing a permanent military base in Syria. No matter what the price, we will not allow Iran to have a permanent foothold in Syria. We have no other choice, said Lieberman. And so here we are in the same area, just Syria, right to the north. And let's lift up now the Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Lieberman, and all those who have to do with the decisions that now are being made in Israel. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, you have told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That means the wholeness of Jerusalem. You have told us that we are watchmen on the wall, and we are to give you no silence until you establish Jerusalem a praise in the earth. We know that's coming. That's the end in sight. And Father, in the name above all names, Israel has enemies. Oh God, that enemy is Satan himself. He's the one that moved down and took over those minds that were so evil in the Nazi regime, the SS, the death camps. And God, here he is again, trying to take over the minds and work through other sources. But his target is Syria. And so in the name above all names, we use whatever authority we have, whatever you've given to us, in the name above all names, we say you go back. And in the name above all names, angels, Michael, angels, attend Elodoshta de Kalanda and the Kalyanda, our prayers. Go forth in strength. And Father, we do pray for you to think down through those leaders of Israel. Se brason de dibakahalate, ishando vrikala brahasotanye, medi andobre te dikalafrate. Ishtiandora, Ishtiandora, Ishtiandora. I think I told you some time back that our friend Max, that I wrote about my book, The Muslim Man, some time ago now, the Lord has appeared to him and told him that we must pray to stop some planned attacks. Our president is going to Israel in May on the anniversary date, according to our calendar, of Israel's birth as a nation. And there he will officially announce the moving of our embassy to Jerusalem. I have some friends who have been invited to go along. He is inviting others to attend him. He is inviting some Christians. He has invited, and well deserved how it is, those that have stood with Israel. And he's invited John Hagee to go. He's invited Kenneth Copeland to go, and they do plan to go. I don't know of all the others he's planned to go, but I'm quite sure that he's invited many Christians to stand there with him. Oh, Father, we're so thankful. We're so thankful that when it comes to this matter of Jerusalem, this matter of the embassy, you have given us a leader who would listen to Christian advisors, Christian counsel. Oh, Father, thank you that he will listen to those who say that America will be blessed if we bless Israel. For that is your word, Holy Father. You wrote that down as one of the first promised blessings in all the Bible, in Genesis 12:3. And, oh, Father, you have guided him. You have emboldened him. And we do thank you for it. Holy Father, now as they go, in the name of Jesus, we have been advised that there are plots And we could just with our own minds surmise that there would be. But you, Father, took the trouble to, not trouble, but you advised us. You sent information about plots and said we could stop them. And so in the name above all names, Father, we don't think we've got it yet, but we've got to get it. This plot to do things harmful at that presidential appearing, and then in June, the following month, because this Islamic world would have been embarrassed, because of that, you have advised by your holy council that Iran plans to do something in June. And so, Father, for both those, May and June, we're on the line, Lord. We're 47 states strong, at least. We have Washington, D.C. These are all coming up to you with hearts full of faith. We have our friends from Canada and Australia, Lord. These nations that you have brought forth here at the end of days. We stand together and we stand strong, Lord, in the name above all names. We're standing on the scriptures. And I of course, we have used that scripture in Hebrews before. But today, I wanted to go back up a verse. We've been reading Hebrews and standing on Hebrews 4:13. But let us start with verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him who have to do. Everything's open to you, Father. And I was just reading yesterday, Father, where it is written in the older covenant that the word of God is swift. And so we swiftly send this word that nothing is naked to you. Every plot. And that man in Brussels, Lord, he had been in a group plotting in Brussels, and then they carried it out in France. Father, they're plotting right now. We don't know where they are, but you do. You know where the plotters are. It's open to you. You can see it. You can see them. And so we're asking you to do something about it. We're asking you that Jesus can do something about this. That Jesus, the high priest, it is written in verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is a time of need. We are coming boldly. We ask you, Father, that the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ, Sibronda Leverasita La Mahasanda, Ishanda Bahalakayananombri Kelikanda, we know that men on earth have to ask you. And we're asking. We know you gave the authority here, but we know he has the ultimate authority, the head, and we the body ask that the head, Ishanda La Mahasanda, move quickly to stop these things. We're asking it, we're believing it, and we're receiving it in Jesus' holy name. My dear friends, I was caught unaware yesterday. You kind of lose track of time and days, especially when you're traveling outside this time zone. And we were 3 weeks there. What a marvelous, marvelous, fruitful trip it was. I want to thank every single one of you that helped us go and that supported us in prayer while we were there. And so Brenda, my daughter, of course, who does such a masterful job of praying. Oh, she's quite a prayer, that girl. And to have her leading you in prayer is wonderful. And so I said to her, Brenda, I'll take the prayer meeting Sunday. We have a 3 o'clock prayer meeting on Sunday, every Sunday. She said, Mom, that's the third Sunday prayer. Oh, is it third Sunday already in April? And it is. And so we're starting again. Remember our dear friend Gary Wood, who went to heaven in 1966, was killed in an automobile crash, came back. The Lord told him 3 things were going to happen before Jesus comes a second time. Number 1, there's going to be a restoration, a spirit of restoration in the body of Christ. Number 2, there's going to be a spirit of prayer. You're a part of that. Just think of it. I don't know when ever before 47 states, Canada, Australia, joined in prayer. For an answer to God's call to pray for Israel, you're part of that spirit of prayer. But number 3 was an outpouring of miracles. And so, because we believe it, we have had, and we stopped it for the winter, but we have had third Sunday miracle and healing services. The third Sunday of the month at 3 o'clock, the third Sunday's at 3, and we do stream these live. You can get it streamed live. You can on billybrim.org. You can also get it on Facebook. And I'll be there. It's going to be led by Brandon. And Brandon, oh my goodness, he has been having miracles in Canada, miracles in France, miracles in Mexico. And Destiny, his wife, she's the daughter of Rick Reyna. Brandon and Destiny are going to be ministering. I'll be there. And, of course, you know I'll have something to say. And I'll probably help them lay hands on the sick. Oh, the Father wants us well. He wants his people well. He's provided everything for us. So we're expecting healings and miracles. And we expect you, if you know someone who needs a miracle of healing and they can get to Prayer Mountain at 3, that's great. But if not, we're streaming it live and the miracles will happen right where they are. So be sure to tell them. That's billybrim.org at 3 p.m. Sunday, third Sunday at 3. Then in May, third Sunday at 3, we're having Josh Radford. And he's an Englishman come here to America with great miracles in his ministry. And then in June, third Sunday at 3, we're having Sister Alice. And Sister Alice has one of the most amazing miracle stories you will ever have heard, this lovely lady. And she'll tell you about when she was one of the sickest people on this earth, and Jesus walked into her room and healed her. So pray with us. If you can't make it to third Sunday at 3, please pray for healings and miracles to take place. And I'll see you then. I cannot say thank you enough for joining us today, this important, important day of prayer. Thank you for calling in. And God bless you. Shalom, shalom.